two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
It's a huge week here at KSL News Radio because we are taking a look at the housing market in Utah. It's our special series called Priced Out. For tomorrow, Paul Nelson diving into what if you sell your home, where do you go? Where do you go to buy? It's a great time for sellers, right? And then by Friday, this is all of our coverage will be leading up to a big day on Friday. We've got a town hall. Jeff Kaplan is the host. Our sponsor is Ivory Homes. Dave, we're going to be looking into details about, you know, is it now the time to sell your home? Do you keep it? You ride out the market? What about Californians? Are they coming in here with cash? We've got all kinds of coverage leading up to our special town hall from noon to one on Friday.
I think there's no question that it's a perfect time to sell as long as you don't have to buy again. But that's a problem. You usually need somewhere to live afterwards. But I can tell you two homes on my street sold for about $60,000 or $70,000 more than I thought they were worth. What do I know? But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to sell my home. I'm going to live in a tent. It's going to be a big, nice tent. But it's just too good not to sell.
We've had Roger Barris on the show before, Dave. And Roger, I thought you gave us such great insight the last time you were on the air with us when the market just felt like it was just getting going. Now it's absolutely crazy where we're hearing of homes with 50 offers on them and, you know, real estate agents such as yourself trying to parse through the offers to figure out which one is the most solid offer for their client who's selling the home. So our big question right now is, now a good time to sell a home?
Well, I think you guys just said it perfectly. With 50 offers and willing to move into a tent and the whole works, the answer is yes. Now is a fantastic time to sell your home. I do think that how you sell your home is important. You know, the National Association of Realtors is saying that if you have a real estate agent, you'll get 13% more on average than if you sell it yourself. But then you go into, then what real estate agent should I choose? Is it like buying a candy bar? Are they all the same? I'll just buy the cheapest candy bar. And, you know, you mentioned in your segment there that, you know, there are agents that are parsing through these offers and looking at the background of each buyer. And if you've got an agent that is doing that, you're in great shape. If they're at your home, if they are likely a referral from somebody else that they did a good job, that's typically how I'm seeing people have the best experiences. They found a professional real estate agent that is talking about how much you're making on your home bottom line versus how much of a discount I'm giving you on your commission.
What are some of the concessions that you're seeing right now as people are trying to get the best deal they can?
For example, I'm going to put one under contract this afternoon, and the offers are coming in, and this is a typical for many homes in Davis County and Wasatch Front. If you have multiple offers, the seller is they're going to have to look at what you're saying, concessions, what's best for me. Some of the things that are really important to a lot of sellers right now are, when does the earnest money go hard? That's kind of a benchmark. Like, once that earnest money is in my pocket as a seller, I'm pretty sure the deal is going to go through. Most people don't want to walk away from money. How much is the earnest money? If it's $500, you know, a lot of people can walk away from $500. If it's $5,000, $10,000, and the earnest money goes hard quickly, that makes the seller feel like, well, they really intend, they're earnest to buy my property, and the earnest money is going to go hard quick. You know, you'd think like closing quickly would be a big thing. A lot of my clients, that hasn't been an issue. They know the home's going to sell, and they're okay waiting a month or whatever. But it's the risk factor. Do they need an appraisal? Is it a cash offer and they don't require an appraisal? Those are the things that sellers really want to see, is how quick can I get that earnest money in my pocket? And then can I remove any contingency out there, like appraisal? Do they have a home to sell? They want to look at offers that, if they can, avoid those things.
Roger Barris is a real estate agent. He's joining us live on the line as we ramp up to Friday's Town Hall sponsored by Ivory Homes. Jeff Kaplan will host it, all about the housing market that we're in. It's great to say, hey, I'm going to make $70,000 more than my asking price, Roger. On the flip side, isn't it all relative? The home you're going to go buy, you're going to end up in a bidding war on anyway, because supply is so low. And I honestly think while we're rah-rah the amount of money people are making, we also have to be circumspect that there just are not a lot of homes on the market to buy, and you end up paying a lot more for the home you're trying to get your hands on.
Absolutely. It's always relative, whether the market's like this or whether it's depressed. It's always relative. But what's giving buyers an advantage in this situation? For instance, the last couple I've worked with, I've advised them, let's sell your home. This is going to be difficult, but if you're willing to move into a short-term rental, Now you've got cash in your pocket from all that money you made on the sale of your home, and now you are a premier buyer. You don't have a house to sell. You're in a temporary living circumstance. You've got cash from the sale. And when you go put an offer on, if they've got a good realtor that's really digging in and looking at each offer and doing background checks and presenting those offers to their seller, they're going to see that this is a good buyer. The last couple offers I've got for my clients, we were not the highest bidder, but we had the best offer because they had cash in pocket from the sale of their home. They're living in a condo, and they're targeting specific properties, and the sellers want those kind of people. They don't want somebody that's going to offer an extremely high price that they can't pay for.
Highest bidder is not always the best offer. That's some great counsel. Thank you so much. Roger Barris was with Horizon Realty. He's the principal broker there. We appreciate you joining us, Roger.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.